welcome to the Dan Hart and Terry Telford personal numerology reading. Dan Hart is a professional numerologist, and you can find him at lifepathnum.com. That's LIFEPATHNUM.com. And my name is Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com. Now, like I mentioned, Dan Hart is a professional numerologist, and he has agreed to do a personal numerology reading on me to show you what is involved in a numerology reading. It's really interesting stuff, and Dan's going to do basically an overview of what you would get if you had a personal numerology reading done by him.
Okay, Terry, have you had a numerology reading before?
No, never had a numerology reading.
Okay, I think you're going to be pleased with it.
Okay, cool. I'm looking forward to it.
A numerology reading is not like a psychic reading in the sense that I don't need to be connected to the energies in order to do the reading.
Okay.
So as a result, feel free if you have any questions to ask at that time.
Okay, super. Maybe, okay. Dan, what you could do is explain a little bit what numerology is before we get going.
Sure. Numerology is an ancient study. It's actually goes back as far as recorded history, but it's been in the modern sense since about 600 BC with Pythagoras. And what it does is to delineate the energies that we are tuned to. It's like a radio receiver. There's all sorts of energies around us, but we tune into certain energies more fully at certain times of our lives and in our lives. And numerology deciphers that energy and what you're tuning into. So it tells you what your natural pattern is. Now, anybody has free will and can go against the natural pattern, but it's so much easier if you follow what's set up.
Okay, and what do you need as far as getting a numerology reading? What do you need from me?
The only thing I need for a numerology reading is your full name at birth and your birth date and the name you commonly use now.
Okay.
And that gives us a pretty full reading.
And what do you do with that information?
I do a calculation. I convert the name, which is in letters, to numbers. And it's set up in a cycle of 1 through 9. So it's A is 1, B is 2, so forth. Then we start over at J is 1, and then we start over at S is 1.
Okay.
Now, if we want to do a very nuance-laden reading, I would use the full value of those numbers. For example, the J as a 10 instead of a 1.
Okay.
But for general purposes and for a short reading, that's not important or necessary.
Okay.
Now, then I add all the vowels together, and I get what we call the soul urge. That's your motivation, what moves you, what you need in your life to be fulfilled.
Okay.
I add all the consonants together, and that gives the personality. That tells a bit about how people see you if they don't know you well. And it also tells me what some of your hidden desires might be.
Okay.
And by looking at the whole chart, I can tell whether you're likely or not to fulfill that hidden desire. Then the total of all the letters, both the vowels and the consonants, give a what we call the expression, and that's your talents and abilities, what you're likely to be successful at.
Okay.
Now, from your birth date, we have the birth day, which is like a bonus talent, and then we have the life path, which is the total of all the birth numbers, and that tells you your purpose in life. And those are your five core numbers. We add those five core numbers together to get the integrated vision number, and that is the number that tells how you approach life. So it gives you a lot of information, and then we have an intensification table that tells how the numbers in your name are emphasized, and your personal year tells you where you are in the cycle.
Okay.
Now, everybody is in one of nine cycles, so when you find people in the same cycle, you're likely to have something in common with them. Now, with you, Terry, the first striking thing I see is that you have a 22-4 integrative vision number. Now, to me, that is the strongest number in your chart, although most numerologists don't even consider that number. This is something we developed in our own classes. But the 22-4 is a master number. Now, the master numbers are 11-2, 22-4, 33-6, and beginning to fill up at 44-8. But the master numbers are higher energy numbers. They can be a blessing or a curse.
Okay.
If you use the numbers wisely and well, it will take you to great heights. But along with that great success is the likelihood that there's also going to be great demands placed upon you. Mm-hmm. And you have the choice whether you want to accept that or live on the lower level. That's why we designated a 22-4, because the lower level of the 4 is where you're going to live most of the time. But the 22 gives you potential that is beyond the normal. By that, I mean you're looking at building something that is going to be extremely magnificent, that will live after you, something that will be of great benefit to society. We call the 22 the master builder. And that's where you place your emphasis. You're looking for the grand design. Now, in order to do that, Terry, it's very vital that you think on a grand scale.
Okay.
When you think grandly and begin to plan out the project that you're given, because you will receive it from a higher realm, your first impression may be that this is way beyond what I want to do or way beyond what I think I can do.
Okay.
But it keeps coming back at you and saying, no, you need to look at this. And when you do get that impression, it's very important that you pay attention to it. Start to plan it out. Put it on paper. Determine what kind of money is going to be required, what kind of people need to be involved, how big it should be. And as you begin to plan it out, Terry, you begin to draw to yourself those things that are necessary to fulfill it. Now, that can be over a period of time, and there is a certain preparation that's necessary to get to that level. But as you begin to do that, you're a magnet to draw everything to you. It's not that you have to do it all yourself. Can you relate to that?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, now, the fact is that if you're not thinking on a grand enough scale, there's no power in the magnet.
Okay.
And so you struggle then. So if things don't work well in your life or work as you would like for them to, it may be because you're thinking too small.
Okay.
And I don't care how big your thinking is, you may still be thinking too small. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Now, your soul urge is a 2, and the 2 is a very passive number. And so your motivation may be lessened by that 2. You see, the 22 says, do it yourself. Get the energy going. Get the momentum moving for yourself. Whereas the 2 says, no, maybe I better consult with others. Maybe I better get their input. Maybe I should check with an expert or two.
Right.
And when you do that, you slow down the momentum.
Uh-huh.
Now, you are a natural teacher, Terry. Because you have a 7 birthday, which is that energy that wants to analyze everything.
Uh-huh.
By now, you've analyzed me pretty well, haven't you?
Yep.
And this analytical energy requires that you have some time alone in order to process the data that you're taking in.
Right.
Nothing escapes your attention, so you've got a lot of data that you're dealing with. And then you have a 3 life path, which says that this is the number of communication. So those research ideas and that in-depth thinking needs to be communicated.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I say you're a natural teacher. Now, in the midst of all of this creative energy, you also are very drawn to home and family. That's a very important aspect of you.
Yep.
If you're not complete without those factors in your life.
Yep.
This sixth energy of your expression is also often called the energy of love, because it does have that ability to reach out to people. Makes you an excellent counselor. Sometimes you don't want to, you know, but it does make you very good at it.
Okay.
You're a person who can go into a group and pick up ideas very quickly. So you can enter a conversation on a subject that you know nothing about, and before long you'll pick up enough from the conversation to enter into it and come across like an expert.
Yeah.
It's very quick thinking, very, very impressive there. And your skill with words is one of your strong traits. Now, you also have a youthfulness about you. And Terry, I don't care if you live to be 150 years old.
Yeah.
There'll still be that little boy wanting to come out and play.
So yeah.
Underneath all this, there is that little bit of a prankster in you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Now, people who don't know you well don't necessarily immediately see that side of you.
No.
It's something they pick up after they've known you a while. Those who don't know you will think you're sober and serious, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the fact is that sometimes you even exhibit a bit of a stubborn streak.
Yep.
You're going to do it your way, thank you.
Yep, exactly.
Hey, sometimes it makes the job harder.
Yep.
But you do get the job done because you do have that persistence to do it.
Yeah.
Although there are times when if it's something you really don't want to do, you will get scattered and have trouble getting down to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, sometimes your self-confidence is not as great as you'd like for it to be. And so you've had to practice expanding your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Do something that's a little uncomfortable and do it often enough until it becomes comfortable. Then take the next step and do something that's still a little more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so forth until you get to the point you want to be.
Exactly.
It sounds to me like in the time I've known you that you've done pretty well at expanding that.
Yep.
Now, I want to say also that you're just finishing up a one personal year. This year has been the start of a new cycle. So over the last couple of years, you've made some major changes in your life.
Yeah.
A year ago, you were getting rid of stuff, moving out, getting things cleared out of your life, things that no longer served you. That included people, that included things, that included ideas that were no longer beneficial.
Yeah.
Now, this year, you had to bring in some new things into your life, and it was up to you to take the initiative to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that you've got all these changes made, this coming year is going to be a much slower moving time for you. It's a time to let those seeds that you planted to grow a bit. Things will move as they're supposed to move, although you may get very impatient with it.
Yep.
Because there's a part of you that wants it to happen right now. And then there's another side of you that is more patient and can handle that. That's that more sensitive, caring energy that loves the arts and the music and is so tuned to music.
Yep.
That side of you will come to the forefront this coming year. And you're going to find even your dreams become more vivid.
Okay.
You become more sensitive to people. You pick up what they're thinking and feeling even before they say anything.
Okay.
And this is going to be good for any negotiations that you might enter into during this coming year.
Yeah.
You're going to find that the year starts out with a wild ride. January is going to be almost to the point where you get things happening so suddenly and so quickly, mm-hmm. and coming at you with such abundance with new opportunities that you almost can't take care of them.
Okay.
And so you're going to have to pick and choose a bit during January. And you'll wish for it to slow down, and lo and behold, February, it does.
Okay.
You're going to find February being a time when you concentrate more on your family and home life, doing maintenance around the home, making your relationships more solid, really getting down to the taking care of your responsibilities in that realm.
Okay.
And then in March, you come to the point where you're actually more introspective and maybe shut people out even. You become a little bit aloof because it's a time for your mental processing, your inner self. And by April, you're going to find things really opening up for you in ways that are going to be very beautiful. They're going to be solidly based, and everything's going to come together nicely. Now, you love history. You love an eclectic mix of things. So your curiosity is pretty heavy, pretty strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with the name, if you just use the name Terry Telford, that curiosity is really enhanced, really emphasized.
Uh-huh.
So it's necessary to be on the cutting edge. Anything that you're going to do well with and anything that's going to be successful for you has to deal with people.
Yep.
There is a part of you that would like to hole up in a laboratory somewhere and just do research and that kind of thing, but that's a small part of you.
Yep.
You would find yourself quickly bored with that.
Yeah.
But you would be great in any areas such as teaching. I told you were a natural teacher.
Uh-huh.
You also have abilities and talents in such fields as acting and singing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's also a draw to taking care of people. So anything in the medical area would be good for you.
Okay.
Those areas are all people-oriented, service-oriented areas. And in your marketing, you would want to stress the service more than the money.
Yeah.
You would come across, if you start talking a lot about money and how much people can save or how much they can earn and that kind of thing, you're going to find yourself lacking credibility.
Okay.
When you emphasize the service areas, people immediately trust you.
Super. That's important information for me.
Yeah. Now, you also have a, I won't say a disdain for money, because money is important, but it's not a motivator for you.
Right.
Getting this major project going would be much more of a motivator.
Yeah.
One of the things you're going to find in this project that I mentioned is that you'll want to have it all planned out. You know, you like to know when you start something where it's going to lead.
Yep.
What all the steps are. And when you do it step by step, it usually works well.
Excellent.
There is a time, however, there is some times when you feel you want to take shortcuts in the steps.
Yep.
When you do, it falls apart.
Yep.
And then you have to start over again.
Yep.
Now, another factor that I might mention is you... In doing it the step-by-step manner,
mm-hmm.
You have certain expectations of how the results are going to turn out.
Yep.
And if the results are not in the form that you expect, you may feel that there's no results at all.
Yep.
So what happens often is you get right up to the goal, almost reaching that success, and you look around and say, hey, this just isn't working.
Yep.
Because it's not the way you expected it to work.
Yep.
And so you go off and do something else, and you lose all that work you put in to get there.
Yep.
Now, by this point, you've probably learned just a little bit more persistence will get you where you want to go.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, I think what I like to do is just go back through the notes that I've been diligently writing.
Okay, great.
And give you some feedback. To show people how accurate it was. I would say just from the information that you've given me, and this is just a brief reading, I mean, how long would a reading normally be?
Well, what I usually suggest is For people who have not had a numerology reading before, about a half hour works real well.
Okay.
Because we give them enough to think about.
Yep.
And then periodically to review and go forward into more depth. Now, as I did for you, I went through about April with the cycle.
Yep.
And so I would suggest that in May you might, or in April sometime, you might want another reading to see where you're going the rest of the year.
Right, yep. And then what, right now, from now, the numerology part, can you tell what's happening for the rest of the year? Like everything?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so everything is all laid out right now.
Oh, yeah. And okay. I can tell you for as many years in advance as you'd like.
Oh, wow, okay.
I can also go back as far in your life as you'd like.
Well,
I can read for people who are long deceased. You know, if you have a grandfather that you didn't know well and you want to know more about him, I can do a reading on him. You know, that kind of thing, too.
Wow. Well, I have to say, this reading, I would say, is in the neighborhood of about 95% accurate exactly to what my life is. The first part where the integrated vision, that 22-4,
mm-hmm.
I'm a very much a do-it-yourself person. I found when I have to rely on somebody, things don't get done the way I want them done. And I think that also incorporates part of the stubborn part of things, where I have a vision or an idea of how I see something to be done, and I ask somebody or hire somebody to do a part of it, and it comes back less than I had anticipated, then I have to redo it and bring it up to the standard where I want. So I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and I think also quite stubborn and a very much of a do-it-yourself person. So I think that really is that really hit the nail on the head. And I think the building side of things, I think the biggest example right now is with thebusinessprofessional.com, with my website, because I've really focused on that business since the first of the year, which the first of 2004. So I started building that in January with the anticipation that I was going to launch it in May, which actually ended up being delayed by a couple of months for various reasons. But very much correct in there, where I am building something, and I don't know if it's a grand vision to help society, but my goal with the business professional is to help educate people online how to run a business online by talking to and doing interviews with successful online people and offline people as well, so that I do interviews with entrepreneurs who are successful and they're willing to share the information of how they got to be where they are and the exact steps that they took to get there and what they do on a daily basis, that type of thing. So I think that part of it is, I feel anyway, is my building something that's going to help society, because I'm trying to, one of my goals anyway with the business professional is to actually help kind of entrepreneurs on their way up and help them to see what successful entrepreneurs are doing so that they can actually just follow in their footsteps, and it makes things a lot easier.